们平安。
My brothers and sisters and friends, peace to you all.
我们先来读一处圣经。
Let's first read a passage in the Bible.
我们来看新约圣经马太福音第四章。
In the New Testament, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4.
新约圣经第四章十六节到十七节。这个能不能把它对谢谢啊，因为我们有福音朋友他们在网上，然后我们把它放在这个荧光屏上 screen 上能够看得清楚，让他们
New Testament Matthew chapter 4 verse 16 and it will be also on the screen for our friends who are online、
马太福音第四章十六节，那坐在黑暗里的百姓看见了大光，坐在死荫之地的人有光发现照着他们。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 16. The people who were sitting in darkness saw a great light, and those who were sitting in the land in shadow of death, upon them a light dawned.
从那时起，耶稣就传起道来说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
From that time, Jesus began to preach and say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
我想我们今天的分享的主题就是最后这一句话，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
The topic for today's sharing is this last phrase, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
我们都知道主耶稣在2000年前在地上的时候，他刚刚出来公开的传道，就是这就是他的第一个信息。
We know that when the Lord Jesus, 7 years ago, first began his ministry, first ministry was this phrase, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
他对整个世界整个人类所宣告的第一个信息就是天国近了，你们应当悔改。
His first message to all of the people was to repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
我们大家可能如果熟悉那个这个圣经的背景，我们都知道那个时候以色列人是在罗马帝国的殖民下面。
For those of you who are familiar with the scripture, know that at that time, the Israelites were under the rule of the Romans.
但是罗马政府给他们有充分的宗教信仰的自由。
But the Roman government let them practice their religion freely.
所以在大部分时候，他们感觉还是很不好，还很不错的。
So for the most part, they felt that they were okay.
但是第十六节这节圣经告诉我们，从神的眼光来看他们的时候。说那坐在黑暗里的百姓看见了大光。
But from God's point of view, verse 16 tells us that these people who were sitting in darkness saw a great light.
说坐在死荫之地的人有光发现照着他。
And those who were sitting in the land of shadow of death, upon them a light dawned.
好，我们先有点祷告。
Let's first have a word of prayer.
我们在天上的父，宇宙万物的创造者、主宰者。
Our Father who is in heaven, creator of the universe.
你实在也是我们灵魂的创造者。
And you are also created our soul and our spirit.
我们感谢你，因着你的恩典和爱，把我们今天一同召聚在一起。
We thank you that through your grace and your love, that you have gathered us together.
你要把你儿子的福音讲在我们每个人的心里。
And you want to speak the gospel of your son into our hearts.
但愿我们每个人都把所有的敬拜、感谢、赞归给你。
May we all give you all of our worship and praise to you.
因为你实在配得全人类所有的人的感谢赞美。
Because you are worthy of all of mankind's praise and worship.
祷告乃是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.好，我们今天我们生活这个时代，大家觉得怎么样
？So how does everyone feel about the time that we are living in？
是不是我们觉得我们还是生活在一个蛮文明的时啊，蛮文明、蛮那个应该现代化的时代
？Do we feel that we are living in a civilized and advanced time？
比如跟大家举一个例子哈，在前不久，在中国大陆曾经发生了一个事情，就是有一个。
So I want to give an example. So not too long ago in mainland China, there was this incident involving a woman.
她呢，我们就是这互联网上的哈， 他被锁链锁着那个脖子，然后呢，在一个房间里的冬天很冷啊，但是穿的衣服很单薄。
And this was from the internet, and so she was chained around her neck to a room, and it was winter, it was very cold.
她为那家的男人生了大概估计啊，我们现在知道准确的情况，生了有八个孩子。
And so she had given birth to about 8 children. We're not exactly sure the details to the man who lived there.
但当时她发现他的时候，她应该是有精神病。
But when she was discovered, she had a mental illness.
那这件事情呢，引起了整个社交媒体、互联网非常大的轰动啊！大概统计说有16亿的人啊关注这件事情，16亿的关注这件事。
And so this caused a great fervor online, and there were about maybe 1.6 billion people who were following this event.
几乎都是这所有的社交媒体几乎都是一边倒的要求这个政府把这件事情查清楚，都是支持这个铁链女妇女的那个能够被找到真相，为什么她会这样。
And so the majority of the people wanted to have the government investigate this clearly to understand and to find the truth about this woman with the chain.
这件事情至少从一个侧面反映说这个整个社会啊，我们现在生活这个整个社会啊，还是人有基本的啊道德良知，还有基本的公平正义。
And so, from one perspective, we can say that at least our society today still has a sense of morality, a sense of justice.
你知道，对比我的那个时代，因为我现在已经60多岁了，60岁以上了。那个时候，我记得小的时候。
And for my generation, and I'm about 60 years old, when I was young,
我外婆的老家，我外婆家里面曾经在她附近有一个空地，里面有个小土屋。
My grandmother had a mud hut on her property.
Yeah, 不是 on her property, is the far, 是在比较家附近比较远的地方空地。
So she had a piece of property where there was like a mud hut, a little bit far from her own property.
Right.在那个地方关了一个我们叫疯子。
Oh, and there we have locked up what we called a crazy person.
Yeah. 这今天来看就是个精神病患者，但是那个时候对这些精神病患者关在个小土屋里面，对吧？我不知道那个有没有锁链，我记不起来了。
And so in today's day, we know that that person had a mental illness, but back then they were considered crazy, and so they were locked up.
你知道我们这些小朋友啊，从路过的时候就会拿块石头往里边砸，就去砸那个疯子。
And so, us as children, whenever we pass by that hut, we would take stones and throw it into the hut.
那个时候完全没有感觉说这里边是一个精神病患者，感觉就他是个疯子，就应该被石头砸的。
So at that time, we had no feeling that this person was suffering from an illness, and we just thought that they were a crazy person and deserved to be hit with stones.
在今天这个时代，这种事情当然不会再，应该是不会再发生了。
But in today's society, this thing shouldn't happen.
或者说，我们今天人的良知的里面，社会的道德里面，知道这种事情是不应该发生的。
Or in other words, that in today's society, our conscience and our morality says that we shouldn't do this.
可是，在一个半月以前。
But about a month and a half ago,
当我们听到说俄国入侵乌克兰的时候
，when we heard that Russia invaded Ukraine,
我们确实很多人非常意外这件事情。
Many people were very in disbelief of this.
尤其是当这个战局越来越往发生到现在一个半月了，那么我们都知道最近刚刚听说有一个叫布查的。不查大屠杀 ，which message?
Especially as the conflict and war progressed, and recently we've heard about the Bucha's massacre.
对，我们现在都开始，很多人都开始怀疑，我们今天生活的时代真的有我们所以为的那样的文明吗
？And so many people have now begun to be to question: Is our time really as civilized as we thought?
我们这些人我们现代的人，我们都有基本的这个叫。社会道德良知，或者说是非善恶是非观。
So people today, we generally have a sense of morality, a conscience, a knowing of right and wrong.
我们也知道什么是我们以为我们知道什么是公义，什么是公平。
And we think that we know what is fairness and what is justice.
但是这件事情让我们非常吃惊的看见。
But this event lets us see clearly.
整个世界，不管是一个政府也好，还是黎民百姓也好。
The entire world, whether it is a government or the common people.
所以这场战争的是非善恶的判断，对公平正义的判断，可以完全相反。
And in terms of this conflict of this war, our sense of justice and fairness can be completely turned around.
我们今天来看，我们就很明显就知道，今天欧美国家站在一边。
So very clearly from today's example that the Europe and the United States stand on one side.
另外一边呢，就是中国、印度这样的国家。
On the other side are countries like China and India.
最近在社交媒体上中国社交媒体因为我们今天主要看中国的社交媒体。
Recently on the Chinese social media.
我们看到有两个非常讨论的非常多的词。
There have been a lot of debate on two words.
其中第一个词呢，就是立场决定是非。
The first debate of a word is that the position determines right and wrong.
在正常的情况下，我们都知道，人在决定一件事情公平公义的时候，是根据是非善恶来决定公平正义。
So we all agree that normally, under normal circumstances, when deciding what is just and fair, we use our sense of right and wrong to do the determination.
就包括刚才我所讲的那个铁链女的故事，几乎是一边倒的都在支持。要帮助那个铁链女。
Like the example I gave before of the chained woman, the majority of the people wanted to support this chained woman.
正常情况下都是是非善恶决定我们的立场。
So under normal circumstances, our sense of right and wrong determine our position.
但是在现实生活中
，But in actuality,
往往是相反的。
It is the reverse.
是我们所站的立场决定我们的是非善恶的判断。
Our position determines our sense of right and wrong.
比如今天的中国大陆。
For example, today's mainland China.
因为政府或者说大部分中国人出于国家的利益或者政权的利益。
Because the interests of the reigning power.
我们都知道中国大陆一直想统一台湾嘛，他就基本就像乌克兰那个俄国。现在乌克兰相似的情况但不完全一样。
We know that mainland China wants to unify with Taiwan in a similar fashion that Russia wants to reunite with Ukraine.
所以很自然而然，我们都知道中国大陆就觉得俄国入侵乌克兰被迫是有原因的，是事出有因。
So naturally, those in mainland China feel that. Russia has a good background reason as to why to invade Ukraine.
当然，中国也认为美国才是背后那个黑手，那个推手，战争的推手。
And of course, China also believes that the United States is the driving factor behind all of this.
我们也知道印度的立场。
And we also know India's position.
因为他们和俄罗斯有传统的友谊。
Because they have an interest in Russia.
Traditional friendship.
Traditional friendship.
所以直到现在印度也政府和国家都不愿意谴责俄罗斯，而且呢还趁机买了不少的便宜的事，对吧？
So even now, the Indian government doesn't want to punish Russia or sanction them, but instead also bought up a lot of oil.
我们也知道欧美国家的态度。
We all know the attitude of Europe and the United States.
一方面他们全力支持乌克兰，另外一方面呢非常严厉的制裁俄罗斯。
On one hand, they fully support Ukraine and they want to severely punish Russia.
对，我们都知道这个叫杀敌一千这个自损八百。
This is saying basically you kill 1,000 of the enemies and sacrifice your own 800.
当然西方欧美国家觉得自己站在良心道德的一边维护联合国的宪章。
Of course that the US and Europe feel that they are on the right side of morality and conscience and they're also upholding the UN Charter.
但是背后有没有欧美国家的私利呢？
But on the back end, is there any interest?
我们都从互联网上看到一个非常可悲的故事，就是因为住在俄罗斯的乌克兰数学家自杀了。
And recently, there was a very pitiful news story about a Ukrainian mathematician living in Russia who committed suicide.
他从小他是在乌克兰首都基辅长大的，基辅长大。
And so he grew up and was raised in Ukraine.
非常爱那个地方的一草一木，他在遗书中这样写。
And so he really loved the Ukrainian country, and all his writings demonstrate this.
他也在莫斯科，就是乌克兰俄国的首都，找到了自己的事业的所在。
And but he also found a place and a home in Moscow, the capital of Russia.
所以他说，我绝不愿意站在任何的一方。
And so he said that I am unwilling to stand on either side.
但是我对人类社会和人性非常非常绝望。
But I am extremely disappointed in humanity and human civilization.
他说我是一个无神论者。
He said I am an atheist.
我不相信有天堂有地狱。
I don't believe that there is a heaven or that there is a hell.
我实在没有什么地方可以去。
I have nowhere left to go.
所以他选择自杀。
And so he decided to commit suicide.
那么在这个我们今天生活这个时代里面，哪里有真正的绝对的公平正义呢？
And so where is this absolute justice and fairness in the lives that we live today?
我们很多时候对是非对善恶的判断完全是因为我们立场导致。
And many times our knowledge of right and wrong, fair and justice are based on our position.
所以这第一个互联网上讨论的多的就是立场决定我们的是非的判断。
And so the first discussion on social media is our position affecting our judgment.
那么还有一个词。
And there's another one.
啊，走的就更远。
And it went even further.
就是叫丛林远法则。
Talking about the law of the jungle.
我们都知道在动物世界，在丛林的里面。
And we all know that in the animal world, in the jungle,
狮子、老虎、熊饿了的话，它就要吃你。
If a tiger, a lion, or a bear is hungry, they will eat you.
这就是真理。
This is the truth.
这儿没有什么公平正义，是非善恶。
There's no right or wrong, or fairness or justice.
我们今天生活这个国际社会，当我们把这个文明的外衣脱下的时候。
And so in today's society, when we take off this outer cloak of civilization,
是不是也是弱肉强食的那个丛林的原则？
Are we also living by this rule of survival of the fittest?
我们都知道今天俄罗斯霸凌乌克兰。
And we all know today, Russia bullies Ukraine.
同样，中国呢？中国是不是也霸凌周边的小国呢？包括台湾在内。
And China also bullies smaller Asian countries, including Taiwan.
印度呢
？What about India?
我不知道印度，我相信他周围的小国也很害怕他。
I don't know the specifics, but I believe as a greater one, they would also bully smaller countries.
那美国霸凌就太多了。
And the ones that the United States bullies are too many.
我想今天中国、俄罗斯都是在美国霸凌的下。之下，都是 is all American U.S. nothing was born in China.
And so I believe that also the U.S. has also bullied China and Russia.
所以今天越来越多的中国人这样觉得。
So that's why today more and more Chinese feel this way.
根本不要把什么是非善恶呀，把什么公平正义，基督放在一边，真理是在大炮的射程范围内，是他们最近讲的话。
And they say that, you know, putting aside right and wrong, justice and fairness, the truth is what is in range of a cannon.
今天中国政府强调说我们要平视美国，但是真的你能平视吗？今天至少到目前为止。
Okay, so China's motto is that they want to be in parallel with the U.S.
Yeah,
but is that true?
Yeah, exactly. 圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us
在日光之下没有新鲜的事
that there is nothing new under the sun.
过去曾经发生的事情将来会发生
that which has been will be also.
过去人所做的事情将来还会有人做
that which has been done is what will be done.
我们都知道当初人类的始祖亚当夏娃他们吃了分别善恶树上的果子。
We know that ever since the ancestors of man, Adam and Eve, ate the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil.
他们就圣经说他们就堕落了，与公平公义的神隔绝了。
The Bible says that they fell, and then they were separated from the righteous and just God.
虽然啊，我们吃了那个分别善恶树上果子，我们明白了什么是善，什么是恶。
So even though we have eaten from the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and so we know what is good, we know what is evil.
我们有这样的智慧，好像可以分辨这些善恶的是非的事情。
And so we have this, we seem to have this wisdom, to determine what is right and wrong.
但是大家不知道发现没有，这个善恶的知识智慧在我们的里面，不能阻止我们去犯罪。
But I don't know if everyone has noticed, this knowledge of good and evil cannot prevent us from committing a good or evil.
常常我们用这些善恶知识去怎样，去评判，去价值，就去论断别人。
But often we use this knowledge of good and evil to blame others.
就像当年当亚当啊吃了那个树上的果子以后，神发现了，就问他你为什么要吃？不信我的话。
Just like when after Adam ate the fruit, and then God discovered them, and he asked Adam, "Why did you eat the fruit and not listen to what I said?"
不知道亚当怎么回答。
But how did Adam reply?
亚当说是你给我的那个女人叫我吃的。
Adam said, it's the woman that you gave me, had me eat this fruit.
然后那女人又说什么？
And what did the woman say?
女人对神说，是那个蛇叫我去吃。
The woman said, it's that the serpent who made me eat the fruit.
我们今天都知道在互联网上，俄罗斯入侵乌克兰说，因为乌克兰有什么？有法西斯，对不对？
We all know that, based off of, what's on the internet, Russia invaded Ukraine because they said that Ukraine was supporting fascists.
同样的，乌克兰也好，欧美国家也说俄国是什么？是法西斯，对不对？
In the same manner, Ukraine says what? That Russia is fascist.
圣经记载过一场四千年前发生的战争。
And so the Bible records a war that happened about 4,000 years ago.
在圣经里边记载的第一场的世界大战。
It is the first recorded world war in Bible history.
我想能不能把那个 slide 给我们打出来。这场战争如果大家花点时间去研究，你会发觉到非常像，很像今天的俄乌大战。
So if you take some time to study this particular war, you find it's very similar to the Ukrainian and Russian war today.
那个入侵的一方是在北面，在东北面这边。
So the invading countries are in the northeast.
是四个王啊，一个叫科印、士拿、以拉萨和以南。
They were four kings from Shinar, Elisar, Elam, and Goan.
你知道这四个国家所在的地方，如果你要是熟悉世界地图就知道，他们所在的地方就是后来的，就是两河流域，人类文明的发源地。七千年前，那个地方就有非常文明的古巴比伦国亚述地。
And so if you study the map, you find that these four kings are in what will become the birthplace of civilization, where the rivers meet, and where Babylon will be.
Right. 这四个王所代表的就是后来的亚述帝国、巴比伦帝国、马代波斯帝国的，你知道这都是世界上历史上最大的几个大帝国 的所在的地方，所以他们这个地方一直都非常发达，非常强大。
And so where these four kings currently reside is where Mesopotamia and Babylon are, and it had always very powerful and very advanced civilization.
在这个西南的下角呢，有五个小国家，叫索多玛、俄摩拉还有其他。
And in the southwest are four smaller kingdoms, including Sodom and Gomorrah.
Five smaller kingdoms. 正好在今天以色列的那个死海一带，就是围绕着死海一转的几个非常小的淡蓝之国。
And coincidentally, they are where around the Dead Sea in Israel today. Right,
small area. 索多玛和俄摩拉是在圣经里边非常著名的两个城市，在旧约、新约都反复出现的。
And Sodom and Gomorrah are two very famous cities in the Bible that they appear in the Old Testament and the New Testament.
他们非常小，但是也是非常发达的。非常繁荣的两个城市。
And so they are small, but they are also very advanced.
他们曾经一直附属于北方的这几个国家，因为他们更强大。两河流域我们都知道，你去看世界历史都知道，那个地方是从头到尾都一直都很强大，在古代。
And so the five kingdoms were serving the four, because we know from history that those four kings in that area have always been a very powerful and very fruitful area.
突然有一天，这个四个小国觉得自己不错了，就背叛了北国啊，北面的强大的国家。当然，北国不干，北面这几个国家就联合起来，从北开始下来了。
And so one day, the smaller five kingdoms thought that they had enough and decided to rebel against the four northern kingdoms. So of course, they weren't having it and came down.
如果你去看哈，去创世纪十四章，他们包围这几个五个小国的方式，特别像今天俄罗斯在一开始入侵乌克兰那个所谓包饺子的形式，从北面、从东面、从南面包抄过去。
And so if you read the Bible in Genesis 14, the strategy that these four northern kings took to invade the five smaller kingdoms is very much like today how Russia invaded Ukraine. They came from the north, the east, and the south to surround them.
我不能在这里告诉大家那场战争四千年上战争的结局，否则你说我在预言俄乌战争的结局。
So I'm not going to tell you the result of that battle from 4,000 years ago unless you decide that I'm trying to prophesy what's going to happen with Russia and Ukraine.
但如果你有兴趣去看这个历史的话，你就知道啊，那场战争很奇妙的一个结局哈。当然，我们不是说今天就一定会是那样的结局。
And so, if you study Bible history, then you'll know that there was a very peculiar result that happened from that war.
我在这里想要告诉大家是什么。
So what is it that I am trying to tell everybody?
就是在日光之下没有新事。
It's that there is nothing new under the sun.
人类的历史上，人类人没有哪一场战争有绝对的公平、正义、是非、善恶。
So there is no absolute fairness or justice from then until now.
在我们刚才所讲的这些立场也好，这些丛林法则的背后。
And so we're talking about the position and the interest from the back end.
乃是我们人的罪。
And that is what the driving factor is man's sin.
但是有一件很好奇的事情，我们每个人的心里，包括在座每个人心里，都总有一个隐隐约约一个向往绝对的公平、正义。
But what is particular is that everyone's heart has a sense of right and wrong, justice and fairness.
Right, 或者说那个是非善恶，对，或者是绝对的是非善恶。
Or an absolute knowledge of right and wrong.
那么到底有没有这样的存在在我们今天这个世界里？
So is there,
世界里边不会。
So is there this absolute, absolute right and wrong in our life today? The world won't tell us about it.
大家知道吗？当我们在给各位大家哈，各位还在没信主的时候的朋友啊，我们在给你们给大家传福音的时候
，know that when we have not yet believed, and the gospel is preached to us,
我们会告诉大家说啊，我们人最终都要在最终灭亡的。
We tell everyone that man will die and will perish because of the sin.
但是如果你相信耶稣呢，你会有永生。
But if you believe in the Lord Jesus, you will have eternal life.
但是我们很少告诉大家一件事情。
But we rarely speak about one other thing.
就是在我们所讲的这个世界要灭亡和将来人类要进入永生之间。
That is the time period between when the world will perish and eternity.
对，在世界的最终灭亡和在我们进到相信耶稣进到永生之前有一段时间。
So after the world ends and before we enter into eternity with the Lord, there is this time in between.
Yeah, 这段时间啊，就是耶稣所传的第一个信息里边的天国近了。
And this time in between time is the Lord's first message about the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
啊，就是这个天国。
This is this kingdom of heaven.
耶稣说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
The Lord said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
所以天国究竟是什么
？So what is the kingdom of heaven?
为什么我们必须要悔改
？Why is it that we have to repent?
我想下面我们就是这两个问题，我们就会做一点比较深入一点的分享。
And so, the following time we're going to look into these two questions in more detail.
所以我们先来看天国究竟是什么
？So let's first look at what exactly is the kingdom of heaven.
好，我们来看一下下面的，我们来看一段圣经， 在旧约圣经以赛亚书第十一章。
Let's take a look at a passage of scripture in the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 11.
我们来看一下第十一章的一节到第十节。
Isaiah 11 verses 1 to 10.
从耶歇的本必发一条，从他根深的枝子必结果实。
Then a shoot will spring from the stem of Jesse, and a branch from his roots will bear fruit.
耶和华的灵必住在他身上，就是使他有智慧和聪明的，有谋略和能力的灵，知识和敬畏耶和华的。
The spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and strength, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord.
他必以敬畏耶和华为乐，行审判不凭眼见，断是非也不凭耳闻。
And he will delight in the fear of the Lord, and he will not judge by what his eyes see, nor make decision by what his ears hear.
却要以公义审判贫穷人，以正直判断世上的谦卑人，以口中的杖击打世间，以口里有嘴里的气杀戮恶人。
But with righteousness he will judge the poor, and decide with fairness for the afflicted of the earth. And he will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked.
公义必当他的腰带，信实必在他膝下的带子。
Also, righteousness will be the belt about his loins, and faithfulness the belt about his waist.
豺狼必与绵羊同居，绵羊羔同居；豹子与山羊羔同卧；少壮狮子与牛犊，并肥鼠同群。小孩子要牵引他们。
And the wolf will dwell with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the young goat.And the calf and the young lion fatling together, and a little boy will lead them.
牛必与熊同食，牛犊必与小熊同卧，狮子必吃草与牛一样。
Also, the cow and the bear will graze; their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox.
吃奶的孩子必玩耍在毁蛇的洞口，断奶的婴儿必安守在毒蛇的穴上。
The nursing child will play by the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child will put his hand on the viper's den.
在我圣山的殿处，这一切都不伤人，不害物，因为认识耶和华的知识要充满遍地，遍地就是地球啊，好像水充满洋海一般。
They will not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea.
到那日耶歇的根立足万民的大旗，外邦人必寻求他，他安息之所大有荣耀。
Then in that day the nations will resort to the root of Jesse, who will stand as a signal for the peoples, and his resting place will be glorious.
这段圣经呢，是以色列的先知以赛亚在主耶稣700年前写的。
This passage of scripture was written by the prophet Israelite prophet Isaiah about 700 years before the appearance of the Lord Jesus.
非常应该说比较详细的把天国描述了，就是后来700年以后耶稣所传的那个天国经呢，天国描述给了我看。
And so he described in detail the kingdom of heaven that 700 years later Jesus is preaching about.
这段圣经世界圣经告诉我们天国的四大特征。
And so this passage describes 4 main characteristics of the kingdom of heaven.
首先第一个当然就是这个天国的大君王。
First is the king of this kingdom of heaven.
第一节他说耶歇从耶歇的本必发一条，从他根深的枝子必结果实。
So in verse 1 it says, then a shoot will spring from the stem of Jesse, and a branch from his roots will bear fruit.
耶歇是谁呢？
So who is Jesse?
当然我们熟悉圣经的人马上就知道，他是以色列王大卫的父亲。
So if you look in the Bible, then you can find out that Jesse is the father of the Israelite king David.
那么耶稣呢，是大卫王的第28代，从肉身上是耶稣是大卫肉身，在肉身上是大卫的第28代子孙。
And so the Lord Jesus is the 28th is biblically from the 28th generation after David.
那么圣经当然告诉我们，这位耶稣基督就是将来天国的大君王。
And so the Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus is this great king of the kingdom of heaven.
我们最近经过从这个，如果关心政局的话，都知道一个国家的不管是元首也好，总统也好，总统也好，其实对这个国家的走向非常大的影响。
So if you look at today's events, whether it is
the president or king,
whether the president or king, the leadership of the country has a great influence.
所以很多人说俄乌战争是谁打的？是普京一个人引发的战争。如果他不在那儿，很有可能根本就没有这场战争。
What do people say is that the war between Ukraine and Russia is Putin's war, because without Putin, we wouldn't have this war.
我们都知道今天中国大陆的走向完全是因为一个人在台上，他要决定这样子，所以就影响整个国家的走向。
And we all know that the path that mainland China is taking is because one person who was asked on the pulse, on the stage, and this is his direction that he wants to take.
Right. 所以在将来的天国，整个天国的性质也好，完全取决于这个王的君王耶稣基督。
And so the kingdom of heaven, its direction is determined by the king.
你看，我们再看第二节，耶和华的灵必住在他的耶稣的身上，就是这是主耶稣700年前预言的啊，就是使他有智慧和聪明的灵，谋略和能力的灵，知识和敬畏耶和华的。
And we look at verse 2, the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, and that's the Lord Jesus, with the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and strength, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord.
如果我们要换句非常简单的话来讲，就是说耶稣是被圣被灵神的灵充满。
And to put it in another way, we want to say that the Lord Jesus has been filled by this, the Spirit of God.
Right. 你知道这样说在圣经里边是什么意思？
Do you know what this means in the Bible?
我们都知道，如果被圣灵充满了，像刚才所描述的这么多灵，耶和华的六个灵都在他身上，就是说他是受膏者。
Do you know in the Bible what it means to be filled with the Spirit? To have these six characteristics that were described here, it means that you have been anointed.
Yeah. 或者说，如果用对基督徒来说，这个受膏者就是基督。
And to Christians, the one who the anointed one is the Lord Jesus.
对以色列人来讲，就是弥赛亚。
To the Israelites, this is the Messiah.
对全世界的人来讲，他就是救世主。
To the entire world, this is a savior.
所以他这个大君王在将来天国的影响，远远超过今天地上的总统、国王之类。
And so this great king of the kingdom of heaven's influence surpasses all of that of today's country, the governments and kingdoms.
我们来看第一个特征，讲到天国的君王他的特征。
And this is the first characteristic that talks about the king of the kingdom.
我们来看第二大特征。
And let's take a look at the second characteristic.
就是绝对的公平正义。
Which is absolute justice and fairness.
绝对的公平正义。
Absolute justice and righteousness.
我们看第三节到第五节啊。
Looking at verses 3 to 5.
第三节到第五节这样说，他必以敬畏耶和华为乐，行审判不凭眼见，断是非不凭耳闻，以公义审判贫穷人，以正直判断世上的谦卑人，以口嘴里的气杀戮恶人，以口中的杖，就是普通的杖是口中的话，打击打世界，公义必当他的腰带，信实必当他鞋下的带子。
And he will delight in the fear of the Lord, and he will not judge by what his eyes see, nor make a decision by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he will judge the poor, and decide with fairness for the afflicted of the earth. And he will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips, that is his word. He will slay the wicked. Also righteousness will be the belt about his loins, and faithfulness the belt about his waist.
为什么我们说这一段描述的是一个绝对的公平正义，绝对是非善恶？
And so why do we say that this portion describes absolute justice and righteousness, an absolute right and wrong?
为什么说耶稣基督他可以做到这一切？
Why is it that the Lord Jesus can accomplish this?
一开始他就告诉我们敬畏耶和华为乐。
And in the very beginning it says he will delight in the fear of the Lord.
圣经从一开始就告诉我们绝对的是非善恶，绝对的公平正义乃是我们的神。
And from the very beginning the Bible tells us that absolute truth and justice,Absolute justice and righteousness, absolute right and wrong, lies in our Lord.
所以这个国度啊，是以信仰耶和华为是在信仰耶和华的下面，在这样的信仰的下面。
And so this kingdom is under faith in the Lord.
Right. Face, yeah. 那么这后面我们也知道刚才讲了一大段都是关于耶稣将要怎么样审判怎么样 断尽是非善恶。
And so, the rest of the passage describes how the Lord will judge and determine, between right and wrong.
实在简单的来说
Simply said,
耶稣基督他可以看透每一个人的心。
The Lord Jesus can see through, everyone's heart.
我们每一个人所做的所有的事情，我们心里所想的事情，都是被耶稣摊在阳光下，不像今天。
And so everything that we do and everything that we think is like, is laid out in the sun, the Lord Jesus.
你今天我们要判一个人有罪，我们需要去找证据证明他是罪人，他才可能被判罪，对吧？
So today, if we want to judge someone, we have to go look for evidence to determine whether or not they're guilty.
就是从外在的找证据，而主耶稣知道你心里在想什么。你怎么可以说我杀了人？我说我没有杀，就没有杀。他心里，你的心在那儿，你知道你干了什么事，对不对？
And so we have to look for external evidence, but the Lord sees the heart. So if, you kill someone and then you say you did not kill someone, how can you stand? Because the Lord Jesus can see what you've done in your heart.
所以如果大家有时间看圣经，你会发觉到，尤其在旧约，到处都是充满公平正义这样的讲法。
And so if you have time to look into the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, you'll see everywhere, the demonstrations of, justice and righteousness.
比如说诗篇八十九篇十四节啊，这样讲说。公平正义是他都是神或者说是耶稣基督的宝座的根基所以他所有的权的根基是公平正义
So for example in Psalm it says that righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne and the yours here is the Lord of Lord Jesus and so everything is from the foundation of righteousness and justice
诗篇九篇第八节说按我们的神我们的主要按公义审判全世界按公义审判全世界，按公平判断万民。
And in Psalm 9 it says that He will judge the world in righteousness, and He will execute judgment for peoples with equity.
如果认真去看圣经的人都毫不怀疑说，圣经所讲的这个国度是完全公平正义的。
And so if you study the Bible, then there is no doubt that this kingdom of heaven is one of absolute justice and righteousness.
这第二个特征，第三大特征呢？
That was the second characteristic. What about the third?
丛林法则被废除了。
The law of the jungle is abolished.
如果我们去看第六节到第七节，我们就很清楚地看到这个。
We look at verse 6 and 7, we can clearly see this.
那讲到豺狼和绵羊羔，绵羊羔是豺狼最喜欢吃的，对不对？绵羊羔同居，豹子和山羊羔，你知道山羊羔什么？就是小 baby 的山羊。同卧连群立状的狮子和牛犊，牛犊就是小牛犊嘛，同群。
And it says, what does it say? It says that the wolf will dwell with the lamb, even though the wolf's favorite meal is, a lamb. And the leopard will lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the young lion and the fat one together.
然后狮子必吃草和牛一样。
And the lion will eat straw like the ox.
大家注意到这儿没有？所有的动物啊，食肉的动物，包括人类在内，在那个时候是什么 ？Vegetarian 是素食者。
So have you noticed that all of the animals, who eat meat and humans included are now becoming vegetarian?
然后你再看第八节，刚才我们所念的，吃奶的孩子必玩耍在眼镜蛇、喙蛇，就是眼镜蛇的洞口。断奶的孩子把手放在毒蛇的穴上。
And if you read on to verse 8, it says the nursing child will play by the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child will put his hand on the viper's den.
注意到没有，在天国里面，动物和人，啊，我们这讲的是婴孩和吃奶的婴孩，完全和谐了。
And if you've noticed in the kingdom of heaven, man and animal, even a young child, are completely in harmony.
你知道圣经告诉我们说，今天啊，在今天这个世界里面。动物和人类其实都是一样的。
You know that the Bible tells us that in today's society, man and animals are actually similar.
对，我们都在一同，圣经说我们都在一同的叹息，一同的劳苦。
It's the Bible says that we together are groaning and suffering.
啊，从人类开始一直到今天，从动物也好，我们反正知道，我最近看互联网一点，就是一个猪把那些人要去宰那条猪，那猪害怕人呐，就使劲跑，往房顶上跑。我不知道大家看到
Okay, so from the beginning of mankind until today, this is the same. So I recently read a story online about a pig
running off.
The humans were trying to catch it, and he was scared, and so he ran off onto the roof.
其实动物非常害怕人类的，因为我们要吃它嘛。
So in actuality, animals are afraid of humankind because we eat them.
所以圣经说，无论是动物也好，是人类也好，都在盼望着我们能够脱离这个罪恶的辖制，
不
败坏的辖制。
And so, the Bible says that whether human or animals, we are all groaning to rid ourselves of this bondage.
但是在将来在天国里，我们人类和动物，人类和世界完全和谐。
But in the kingdom of heaven, animals and man are completely harmonious.
你这特别用婴孩，用吃奶的婴孩和孩子来讲到将来在那个天国里边的情形。
And the Bible uses the example of the nursing child, the weaning child, to describe what the kingdom of heaven will be like.
这是第三大特征，就是我们前面第一特征是这个天国的君王是谁，然后讲到天国是绝对公平正义。然后第三个特征讲到天国丛林法则，今天不是说丛林法则到处都有吗？丛林法则被废除了。第四个特征。
So this is the third. The first was the king of the kingdom, and the second characteristic was the characteristic of absolute justice and righteousness. The third is that this law of the jungle is completely abolished. Now onto the fourth.
所以第四个特征，我们的立场全部统一了。
And the fourth characteristic is that our positioning is also completely unified.
如果大家看第九节到第十节，在我圣山的遍处，一切都不伤人，不害物啊，因为认识耶和华的知识要充满遍地，遍地就是全地球。如果英文你开始 all the earth, right? 然后呢，好像水充满了洋海一样，洋海是地面上70%以上的地面都占，是大海洋，对吧？到那日，耶西的根立住万民，就是地上所有的民的大旗，外邦人必寻求他，他安息之所大有荣耀，全地都是一个国家的。
And so if you take a look at verses 9 and 10, they will not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. We know that the water covers about 70% of the globe.
既然是一个国家，就没有国与国之间的利益的冲突了啊，就没有立场的不一致了，对吧？
In verse 10, then in that day the nations will resort to the root of Jesse, who will stand as a signal for all the peoples, and his resting place will be glorious. All the nations, meaning that everyone will be unified, there's no separation of countries.
将来这个全地最荣耀的地方不是美国，也不是中国。
And so in that time, the most glorious place is not going to be China or the US.
对，这里讲，在我啊第九节，在我圣山的殿处，这个圣山是指什么地方
？And in verse 9 it mentions that they will not hurt or destroy in my holy mountain. Where is that holy mountain?
乃是指今天以色列的耶路撒冷。
It points to today's Jerusalem in Israel.
对，耶路撒冷，如果你知道地理，你就知道它是建在一个山上的。山上的耶路撒冷，所以被称为在圣经里面把它称为 City of the Hill， 山巅之城。在美国常常你会看到这个词，山巅就是在山顶上的城。
You know that the city of Jerusalem was built on a hill, so it's often referred to as the city on a hill.
我们都知道，当我们的主耶稣2000年前在这个地上行走的时候。
We know that when our Lord Jesus Christ walked on this earth 2,000 years ago,
他在上十字架之前最后一次进耶路撒冷。
Before he went to the cross, the last time he entered Jerusalem.
哦，你知道当时那个情形非常有荣耀。你知道成千上万的以色列人前行后水的跟着耶稣基督高喊啊，那个国家那个天国要降临了。
You know, at that time was very glorious. Thousands of the Jews.Follow the Lord Jesus in front of him, behind him, and were cheering, and they were cheering that the kingdom of heaven had come.
当时的以色列人真的觉得天国就在那个时候要降临在地上。
So the Jews at that time, the Israelites at that time, truly believed that the kingdom of heaven was going to come down on earth.
就我们都知道后来发生什么事。
And we all know what happened afterwards.
结果主耶稣被钉在钉死在十字架上。
You know that the Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross.
哇，这下一下，当时的犹太人根本接受不了这件事情。
And the Israelites at that time could not accept this.
怎么可能这个全世界的救世主，这个弥赛亚，以色列的弥赛亚，会被人钉死呢？
How could the Savior of the world, their Messiah, be nailed to the cross?
所以今天你去看以色列人，今天的以色列人啊，不是说那个圣经时代的，他们直到今天还一直在这个地上等这个弥赛亚的出现。
So that is why, if you take a look at the Israelites today, not the ones from history, but today, they are still waiting for the Messiah.
其实以色列人并没有错，并没有完全错。
In fact, the Israelites weren't completely wrong.
他只是把他们在读旧约圣经他们读啊，读得比我们甚至还仔细，因为他们有历史的背景。
And it's just that when they study the Old Testament, and their knowledge of the Old Testament is probably far greater than ours.
他们把旧约里边主耶稣的来两次要来到地上，看成是一次来。
They combined the two comings of the Lord Jesus into one appearance.
我们都知道，我们的主第一次来就是2000年前的时候。
We know that when the Lord came the first time, which is 2000 years ago.
天国其实确实已经降临，但是是隐藏的。
The kingdom of heaven actually did begin, but it was in secret or hidden.
Yes, hidden. 那个时候呢，直到如今，天国从主耶稣2000年前降临到现在，天国都是隐藏的，在悄悄地预备天国的国民。
So from then, 2000 years ago until today, the kingdom of heaven was hidden, quietly preparing the people.
当我们的主耶稣在将来吧，将来第二次来的时候。
But when the Lord comes again in the future, second time.
也就是说我们说世界末日的时候。
It's what we say will be the end of the world.
国度就会一下显明在全人类全世界的面前。
The kingdom of heaven will be revealed suddenly to all of the people of the earth.
那个时候以色列全家全以色列人都会归向耶稣，今天还没有。
And at that time, the people of Israel will turn to the Lord. It hasn't happened yet.
但是将来要发生的事情。
It's what's going to happen in the future.
那么我们呢，在座的我们所有的人呢？
But what about us who are sitting here today?
我们将来会有份于这个天国吗？
Will we have a portion in this kingdom of heaven in Jesus?
因为我们也不知道天国什么时候来，万一过了再过几百年呢？那我们这些人不都已经死了吗？
Because we don't know when the kingdom of heaven will arrive. What if in another 100 or so years, and wouldn't all of us have died?
所以我们能有份于天国。
So can we have a share in this kingdom of heaven?
我们来读一处的圣经，好吧。
Let's read another passage of the Bible.
最后一处圣经在马太福音。其实刚才我们读的马太福音第四章，我们现在读第五章。
It is in Matthew chapter 5. Before we read chapter 4, now we're reading chapter 5.
我们来看第三节到第十节。
Looking at verses 3 to 10.
马太福音 第五章第三节，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth.
饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied.
连续人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God.
最后，为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
And lastly, blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
这一段话在圣经里边非常有名，是主耶稣基督他亲自讲的。
And this passage in the Bible is very famous. It was spoken by the Lord Jesus himself.
我们都知道，在整本圣经里面啊，描述天国最多的两卷书。
We know that in the Bible there are two books that describe the kingdom of heaven the most.
一卷就是我们这儿刚才所念的马太福音。
One is what we just read, Book of Matthew.
还有一卷书就是我们刚才之前练过的以赛亚书，讲了大量关于天国的事情。
The other is the book of Isaiah, which we read previously. They describe the kingdom of heaven.
那么刚才我们念的这段圣经，主耶稣讲的话，告诉我们啊，什么样的人有份于天国？
So this passage that we just read from the Lord Jesus, he's telling us what kind of people have a portion in the kingdom of heaven.
我们当然可以一条一条的对照的看，非常仔细。我们弟兄曾经花了很长一段时间来讲这段圣经。
Of course, we can go line by line and study it, and our brother has been sharing on this.
但是其实呢，我们可以非常简单的把它那个归纳起来。
But we can also very simply summarize this.
就是心地柔软的人，如果他们心向心啊，这里面讲了一句话叫做饥渴慕义的人，就是希望有不死。绝对的公平正义，我们人都有，对吧？绝对的公平正义，绝对的是非善恶，有这样的心的人，如果他心地柔软的话。
And so it is very simply that those who are soft-hearted, those who are the poor in spirit, the gentle, and the meek and the merciful, if they they have this absolute justice and righteousness, if they are soft-hearted.
对，这个心地柔软非常重要。
And it is very important, this soft-heartedness.
这样的人有可能就有份于进入天国。
But this kind of person can have a portion in the kingdom of heaven.
为什么会以主耶稣会列出这样一个条件，这样的一些条件？
Why is it that the Lord Jesus would give this criteria?
这就引出来刚才我们所说的我们要讨论的第二个问题。
And this brings about what we want to discuss the second question.
我们都刚才说了，我们的主题是主耶稣的话，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
And so we said previously that today's topic is that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and so you must repent.
我们刚才已经讲到第一个问题，天国近了，天国是什么？
And so we already discussed the first question, the first part, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What is the kingdom?
那么我们现在来讲，为什么应当悔改？
And so now we want to discuss why do we have to repent?
你知道吗？我们在给大家各位还没有信耶稣的朋友们传福音的时候，有一个非常常常有个非常大的困难。
And you know that when we share the gospel with those who have not yet believed yet, we have this difficulty.
因为我们一旦碰到一个福音朋友给他传福音，只要没讲几句话，我们就一定会讲到一件事情。
So when we ever meet a gospel friend, as soon as we start to share a couple of words, there's one thing that we always will come up.
就是你是个罪人，你需要悔改。
And that is, we will tell them that you are a sinner, you need to repent.
You在遍查这个地上所有的其他宗教信仰，人的宗教信仰，不会一开始给你放个绊脚石在前面，你是个罪人，我先把你定性。
And when you talk about when you look at the world's way strategy for debate, you won't find that you'll put an obstacle in front of the person right away.
这实在是来这个绊脚石，一开始就会告诉说你是个罪人，你要悔改。
And this is really, can be a stumbling block to tell someone right away that you are a sinner, you need to repent.
所以主耶稣在这儿立的能够进天国的条件啊，你就看得非常重要。只有什么样的人才容易悔改。
And that is why the Lord Jesus tells very clearly what kind of person what kind of person can enter into.
就是他如果心地柔软，还有向往着公平正义、绝对的公平正义的时候，这样的人就比较容易悔改。
This is a person who is soft-hearted and searching for absolute truth, justice and righteousness. And this is a person that can easily repent.
那么我们接下来就会有一个问题。
And then the following, we have a question.
那为什么进国就必须要悔改？
Why is it that to enter the kingdom you have to repent?
对不对？如果不悔改，如果神是慈爱，那就把我们带进天国，不就可以了吗？
Because God is love, even if we don't repent, can't he just bring us into the kingdom?
因为我们所有的人都是罪人。
And it's because all of us are sinners.
我们达不到进天国的条件。
We cannot meet the requirements to enter the kingdom.
我跟大家，我们来举个例子。
I'll give a couple examples.
Yeah, 因为我们在这个马太福音后面，我没有时间，因为有很多圣经，我们就不读了。我就跟大家把这几节关键的圣经挑出来，你对比你自己看看。
There are many examples in the book of Matthew, but because of time, we won't go through all of them. But compare yourselves to the couple of examples here.
就是在第五章就可以了。
In chapter 5.
比如说27、28节这样讲，你就听就行了，没有圣经了。
For example, in verse 27 and 28, you can just listen.
它是对比人的今天的地上的法律 和天国的法律，看看这两个之间有什么不同啊？一边是天国法律对人的要求，一边是地上人的法律对人的限制。
And it is comparing man's laws on earth compared to the heavenly laws. And so take a look at when we compare what the difference is.
二十八节这样讲，二十七节，你们听见有话说，那就是人的法律哈，不可奸淫。
Verse 27, you have heard that it was said, and it's talking about the law, you shall not commit adultery.
然后马上主耶稣就讲天国的法律，只是我是君王，主耶稣君王，我告诉你们，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与他这位妇人犯奸淫了，这是天国的要求。
But, and the Lord Jesus now is describing the heavenly law requirements, but I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
38-39, 有人打你的右脸，你把左脸转过去给他打，这是天国的法律。
And in verses 38 and 39, it says, whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also, and this is a heavenly law.
就是有的人扇你一耳光的时候，你把另外一边脸还给他扇。
So that when someone hits you on the right side, you must turn your cheek and let him hit you on the left side.
43-44，你们听见有话说，这是人间的法律，对不对？当爱你们的邻舍，恨你们的仇敌。
And then in verse 43, you have heard that it was said, and this is man's law, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.
只是我告诉你们天国的律法，天国的律法，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
But I say to you, and this is the heavenly requirement, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
因为48节说，你们要完全像上帝，你们的天父上帝那样的完全。
And then, therefore, in verse 48, this is because you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.
我记得我当初还没有信耶稣的时候，别人跟我讲了这段圣经，把我气坏了。
I remember that before I became a Christian and someone told me this, I was enraged.
特别是讲到把你的左右脸，你还把左脸给别人打，我说这是教人干什么呀？这没有一点人性，对不对？
Especially the scripture that says that if someone slaps you on your right cheek, turn your other cheek to him also. I said, what kind of advice is this? It's very inhumane.
可是天国的要求。
But this is a heavenly requirement.
你知道吗？我们知道第一批移民到今天美国这个地方的是一批清教徒，就是五月花号1620年的时候。
We know that the first group of people to come to what is now America were the Puritans in 1620.
当初清教徒刚刚踏入这块地的新英格兰，就是马，特别是麻省啊，那里的时候，你知道他们有个梦想。
You know that when the Puritans came from England to America, they had this dream.
就是当初马萨诸塞州的那个州长啊 ，governor， 他叫 John Winthrop.
And so when they were building was now Massachusetts, the governor at that time, John Winthrop.
他说了一句非常有名的话，直到今天还在影响美国。他说：“我们将如山巅之城，就是耶路撒冷的意思，对不对？因为我们都知道耶路撒冷是山巅之城嘛。但是以清教徒来说，我们将在这里建造一个山巅之城，万众瞩目，全世界的人都要仰望。”
Governor John Winthrop at the time said something that said a quote that is still used today. So he said, with the Puritans, but we must consider that we shall be as a city upon a hill, and that is, he's referencing to Jerusalem, and that is what they wanted to build America to be, a city on a hill. The eyes of all the people are upon us.
所以呢，当初马萨诸塞州所立的法律是完全按照马太福音天国的法律、天国的律法来立当时马萨诸塞州的法律。然后，但是多。
So that's why at that time in the state of Massachusetts, their laws were based off of the laws that were here in Matthew.
然后呢，他又有刑罚呀，因为你违法怎么办，对不对？所以非常严厉的刑罚，清教徒的刑罚，你去到 Google 上就查，非常厉害的。刑罚就是 law of punishment.
And so that's why there is also very severe punishment associated with the law. If you Google it, learn the Puritans' punishment for breaking the law.
对，如果你奸淫的话，是要处死刑的，非常严厉的，当然很多很多了，太多了。
And so you can see the punishments were very, very severe for the Puritans.
这位州长还讲一句话啊，被后面还讲一句。
And so Winthrop also said something following.
他说，当我们在建造这个三边之城的过程中，如果失败了，如果欺骗了神上帝。
So he was saying that as they undertake this work, if they deal falsely with our God,
我们将成为全天下的笑话。
They will be made a story and a byword through the world,
yes,
a laughingstock.
我们今天再去看麻省，麻萨诸塞州，它是美国现在最自由、最放荡的一个地方之一。
So if we take a look at Massachusetts today, it is the most liberal state.
Right, exactly. 你知道今天中国哈、常常嘲笑。美国是什么？灯塔国，我们知道我们从大陆来的灯塔国就是闭灯。
Okay. So we today in China, they often laugh at the U.S. saying that we are a beacon.
Beacon of the nation. 灯塔国就是 nation 的 beacon of the nation.
Nation.
Right.
A beacon nation.
Yeah, beacon nation. 你看看互联网，你 Google 一下，马上就知道了，这是讽刺美国的。
And if you Google this, you know that they're making fun of the U.S.
其实是当初里根总统把这个三边之城这句话转换成我们要做全世界的 beacon, beacon state or beacon nation.
And it was actually President Reagan who took this city upon a hill phrase and turned it into that the U.S. should be the beacon nation.
但当然全世界都在嘲笑，算什么，对不对？我们美国自以为不得了，对吧？其实我们今天非常失败，按照天国，我们哪里能够做得到天国法律的要求？
And so that's why all the world is now, you know, laughs at us when they see this, because what is the U.S.? And this is to also to show, you know, all of us have fallen.
因为我们都是罪人，我们不可能靠着我们自己在这个地上啊来建立将来的那个天国的。
Because all of us have sinned, and so we can't use our own strength to build this kingdom of heaven in the future.
但是如果我们每一个人如果我们心是柔软的
，But every one of us, if our heart is soft-hearted,
我们向往着那个绝对的公平正义，那个绝对的是非善。
And if we desire that absolute justice and righteousness,
我们必然会来到神的面前，我们来悔改。
We will naturally come before the Lord to confess.
我们承认我们是在神面前，不是在人面前，在神面前承认我们是罪。
And we will come before God, not man, but God, to say that we are sinners.
我们也愿意接受神为我们预备的救赎，就是耶稣基督。
And we will be willing to accept the salvation that God has prepared, which is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
你知道吗？当我们做着这么一个小的动作的时候，会发生什么样的事情
？Do you know what will happen when we complete this small action?
就像今天刚才弟兄所带的诗歌一样的，就有个崭新的生命，耶稣基督的生命会进到我们里面。
Like the hymn that we sang earlier, that our brother led us in, when Jesus comes in our heart, a change in the life.
因为我们都知道，当我们主耶稣第一次来的时候，他不光是传了这个信息说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
So we know that when Jesus first came, he not only preached this message that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, you need to repent.
他还做了一件非常大的事情。
He also did one great thing.
就是他背负了全人类的罪啊，然后一起。背负全人的罪在他身上，然后被钉死在十字架上。
He carried all the sins of mankind onto himself, and then was nailed to the cross.
然后死了以后，他三天从死里复活。
And then after he died, after three days, he was resurrected.
罪在十字架被审判了，但是他的那个生命却复活了。
Sin was judged upon the cross, but his life was resurrected.
这是一个他想要告诉世界说，这是一个你们看见没有，一个胜过死亡的生命。
And he wants the world to see that this is a life that has overcome death.
这个生命就是神今天要给所有愿意来到他面前悔改认罪。
And this is the life that God wants to give to all of those who are willing to come to Him and repent.
知道吗？我们一旦有了这个生命啊，当你有了，你会知道你有的，你就知道你有进天国的资格了。
And once you receive this life, and you will know once you have received the life, and this is the life that gives us, that allows us into the kingdom of heaven.
为什么说它有资格？有靠两方面的原因。
And why is it that now, once we receive the life, we have this qualification to enter? There's two reasons.
第一， 我们想要，我们要从神得到的生命是一个完全圣洁公义的生命。
And one, this life that we gain from the Lord is one that is completely holy and righteous.
这个生命的每一点都合乎天主律法要求。
Every part of this life, is in line with the heavenly requirements of law.
为什么这么说呢？你去看圣经的四福音书啊，马太福音刚才我们念的，后面是马可福音，然后路加福音、约翰福音。都详详细细的记载这个生命在地上30年时间，耶稣在地上30年时间，他没有一个人可以找到他有一点点瑕疵。
And how can we say this? So if you look at the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and you, that describe the life of Jesus as he was, 30 years of his life, that he lived on earth, there was no fault in him.
这是一个非常公义，非常圣洁的生命。
This is a very righteous and a very holy life.
对，这第一。第二呢，这是个永远的生命。
That's the first. Secondly, this is a eternal life.
我们都知道，在中国大陆啊，常常这个政府告诉我们啊，你们要为共产主义奋斗终身，是不是？我们从大陆来的人非常熟悉这句话。
So we know from mainland China, they often tell us that you need to
you need to die for the communist society.
You need to give your life up for the communist society.
Exactly. 因为当有一天共产主义实现的时候，全人类就像天国一样绝对公平。这就是马克思，因为他原来是基督徒，他幻想出来的将来有一天共产主义社会的时候，也是绝对公平、绝对正义、绝对是非善恶绝对的地方。
This is because if when communism is perfected, it comes into its fullness, everything will be perfectly, absolutely righteous and absolutely just. This was Marx's original theory because he used to be a Christian that in perfect communist theory, everything will be just and righteous.
Right.
Right.
Right. Exactly. 你知道吗？我想问今天的这些为共产主义奋斗终身的人，将来如果万一有一天共产主义实现了，你在哪里？
And so I want to ask those who, come from communist background, when communism is perfected, where will you be?
If it's really perfected,
where will you be?
你根本就没有分嘛，你今天去奋斗半天，你啥也等不到，你也不死了嘛，对吧？
So you wouldn't have a portion in it at all because you will be dead.
但是我们刚才讲的。关于这个天国，当你有了这个永远的生命，就算我们今天死，天国100年、200年再回来，可能我们在座的人都死。
But because we have this eternal life in us, even if the kingdom of heaven doesn't appear in 100 years or 200 years, and we have died,
我们这个肉身死，但是我们里边那个基督那个永远的生命活着，将来天国降临的时候，我们这个生命会复活。
And it's because our physical bodies have died, but we have this eternal life of the Lord Jesus within us. And so when the kingdom of heaven does appear in the future, our life will be resurrected.
最后我再想讲一点这个悔改。
And lastly, I want to talk a little bit about this repentance.
当我们第一次来到神面前悔改时，
when we come to the Lord in repentance for the first time,
可以说我们就迈向这个天国的第一步。
You can say that we've stepped toward this kingdom.
我们得到一个永远的生命，我们就有资格进到天国。
We've gained this eternal life, and we have this qualification to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
但是我们今天讲到悔改，我们在神面前的悔改是常常的，甚至天天都要发生的，都应该有的事情。
But this repentance that we speak of is one that should happen daily.
虽然我们里面有一个圣洁的生命，但是我们这个罪性还在里面。
But even though we have this holy life within us, we also have a sinful nature.
所以我们还会常常还会犯罪，得罪神的。
So we will often sin against God.
一旦那样的事情发生的时候，你知道我们该干什么？
So as soon as something like that happens, you know what we should do?
我们就赶快来到神的面前，我们向神认罪，我们悔改。
We should quickly come to the Lord to confess and repent.
求神赦免我们，求耶稣基督十字架的宝血接近我们。
So pray for forgiveness from God and that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cover us.
我们一这样做，你知道吗？我们就重新又转向这位公义圣洁的神。
As soon as we do that, we're turning once again to this just and righteous God.
随着我们一天一天啊，这个里面这个圣洁的生命会一天一天的长大。
And so that is how this holy life within us can grow daily.
慢慢我们这个人的肉身上就会显出耶稣基督的圣洁公义来。
And then gradually, this body of ours will start to manifest, the holiness and righteousness of the Lord Jesus.
也会像耶稣基督那样柔和谦卑。
And we also be like the Lord Jesus to be meek and humble.
我们一旦有了这样的形象，我敢保证，圣经的保证，做我的保证，你一定能够进到天国去。
And when we have this likeness, the God and the Bible, ensures us that we will enter into the kingdom of heaven.
第一次悔改，我们得着那个耶稣基督的生命。
The first time we repent, we gain the life of the Lord Jesus.
然后我们得到这个生命以后，我们常常因着我们罪身常常会犯罪，我们常常来到神面前悔改，让我们里边的那个圣洁的生命一天一天的活出来。
And once we have that life, because we still have sinful nature, we can come to the Lord and repent daily. And so doing.We can grow that holy life within us.
那么我们要说，将来我们一起在天国见。
And that's, so we can say to one another that we will meet each other in the kingdom of heaven.
好，我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
我们在天上的父，我们的万能的创造者、主宰者。
Our Father in heaven, creator of the universe.
我们实在在这里愿意把所有在我们中间还在寻求公义圣洁的福音朋友交在你的手中。
We give to you today all of our gospel friends who are still searching for holiness and truth and righteousness.
哦，主啊，父啊，你求你赐给他们一个肉心，一个柔软的心。
We pray that you would give them a soft and meek heart.
使他们可以来到你的面前，承认我们这个人本身，我们是一个罪人，需要悔改。
So that they can come before you and admit that we are sinful and that they would come to repent.
我们每一个人都需要单独来到你的面前向你悔改。
And each one of us needs to come before you to repent.
好使你可以把你儿子圣洁公义的生命赐给我们。
So that you can give us.The holy and just and righteous life of the Lord Jesus to us.
你也必要保守我们每一个人，当我们有了这样的生命。
And so that also to each one of us when we have this life.
会一天一天的磨成耶稣基督的样子。
That you would mold us into the likeness of the Lord Jesus.
不光有圣洁公义，也有柔和谦卑。
Not only to have holiness and righteousness, but also to have meekness and humility.
求你保守我们在座所听到的每一个人，将来我们都有份于天国。
Would you keep each one of us who has listened to the gospel so that we would have a portion in the kingdom of heaven?
我们这样祷告，乃是奉你儿子耶稣基督的。
We pray this in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.